Zondervan presents Unleashing the Word, Rediscovering the Public Reading of Scripture by Max MacLean and Warren Bird, read by the authors.
The introduction, why we wrote this book. Warren Bird will read the first part, and I, Max MacLean, will read the rest of the book.
I was sitting in the barbershop. It's often quite a wait. So I had brought a book that I was busy underlining. "What kind of work do you do?" asked the 20-something man sitting next to me. Maybe he thought I was working. When people ask what I do, I can choose between several options, depending on how much conversation I want to invite. If I say seminary professor or minister, it's usually a conversation stopper. If I say staff at a private foundation, it sounds so safe that they usually offer their own line of work as a more interesting point of conversation. If I say, I write books, we usually have a lively discussion. I went for the third option. "What kind of books?" he asked. "Very good ones," I replied with a smile. Then I clarified, "I write to church leaders." "Well, I'm a volunteer leader with my church youth group," he offered. "What book are you currently writing?" "It shows how to make the Bible come alive when someone reads it aloud, such as at church," I explained, referring to this book. "When a congregation gathers for worship, various spiritually minded people bring skill, training, and rehearsal to the music and teaching portions. Why not do the same to the scripture reading as well?" "That's really interesting," he said. "I never thought about it." That reaction represents a major motivator behind this book. It's one we've heard a lot. In fact, at one time it was my own reaction. My aha moment came because I met Max MacLean. His approach to the Bible exposed me to a model I'd never seen or heard about, or even thought about. He unleashed God's Word for me in a way I had never experienced before. Convinced that he had found something that could benefit tens of thousands of churches, I bugged him for years to write a book. He finally agreed, if we'd work on it together. Max takes his own reading of the Bible far beyond what most of us will ever dream of doing. He has memorized entire sections of the Bible, the entire Gospel according to Mark, 678 verses, as well as big chunks of Genesis, Acts, all of Philippians, and the Sermon on the Mount. In addition to his impressive level of personal memorization, Max has produced a daily radio program, Listen to the Bible, which is simply him reading the Bible in an engaging way. He's found an appreciative audience for the scriptures on more than 700 radio stations spanning 5 continents. Max's reading style, whether fully memorized or just well-rehearsed, opened up a whole new world for me, inviting me to engage the Word in ways I had never done before. When he read the Gospels, I felt as if I was right there, hearing them for the first time. I felt the emotion and pulse of each situation as it unfolded. When Max read from Genesis, the characters came alive. I began to experience some of the drama that Abraham did when God asked him to sacrifice his son, and at the last minute screamed out, "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him." Genesis 22:12. Wow. Max has a gift for drawing out the nuances of the text, allowing the Bible to speak in ways that communicate the power and passion of the Word. Listening to Max read has helped me grow closer to God, and I have also gained a better understanding and appreciation for the Bible. I long for others to have that same experience, and I hope that is what will happen as this book unfolds.
The structure of the book. Working with Warren, I have structured the book into 4 sections. The first 4 chapters cover my story, why I'm so passionate about hearing God's Word read well, how I got involved in reading on my own and with a team at my church, and what I've seen happen in churches that elevate their scripture readings. The next section provides specific guidance on how to prepare for a great reading. It also contains 15 helpful illustrations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?